Hello and welcome to Otherwhere Live. This week it's our weekly two-hour excursion to multidimensionality as we journey together along the sometimes esoteric but fascinating and rewarding paths offered by edge science, the ageless wisdom traditions, modern and ancient mysteries, ufology and ET contact, the phenomenon of the starseed indigo, rainbow and crystal children, new breakthroughs in holistic health, animal communication, hidden archaeology and archaeoastronomy, basically anything that leads us to those things that activate, enhance or evolve our inner spiritual technologies and help us to become conscious co-creators of our lives. Hello everyone, I'm Liz Miller and I'm delighted to have your company for this very special live broadcast with our brilliant upcoming guest, Galactic Emissary and Quantum Healer, Lisa Renee. As we are live, you can even call in tonight if you wish, and we would certainly love to hear from you. We'll take calls in the second hour, so please don't call now. We'll give out the toll-free number before we take your calls a little later in the show. And if the Otherwhere mailbag is any indicator, I expect that we'll be hearing great things from you too, as I've learned that this show has some of the most intelligent, pioneering, spirited listeners out there. In fact, I believe that if you have found your way to this show, or especially if you've tuned in today or tonight to hear Lisa Renee, then there's a bit of an awakened or awakening starseed energy in you that is guiding you to where you might find the answers. And I'm hoping that this show will definitely provide you a lot of food for thought, as well as many answers to some of the questions that you might have, particularly if you've experienced an awakening of sorts over the last, you know, 6 months to 3 or 4 years or 10 years, who knows. If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll probably know that a few weeks ago I quoted Lisa from an article that appeared in the latest edition of Planet Lightworker magazine. It's from a regular column that she writes called Lifting the Veil, which I think is a very apt title. And that article hadn't even been published yet when I read a quote out from it, as I happened to see it posted at the Adult Indigo's Yahoo group, hello to all of you out there by the way, on the eve of producing a show with Mary Rodwell, and it was perfect. So I wrote to her and asked her permission to use it, and while I was at it I thought I really must invite Lisa onto the show and ask her to explain to us her concept of these ascension wave cycles, which she has written about, when the next one is due, and how we can use these cyclic influxes of energy to our advantage. The thing about Lisa's work that grabbed me instantly, as soon as I read her words, was the extremely high level of integrity and intelligence that was obviously there. And it was really wonderful to hear some new information regarding ascension. It's a topic that many people have heard of or are very, very aware of and are working with in their own personal lives. But there's a lot of old material, a lot of old information that people have kind of been recycling for a long time. And Lisa Renee is bringing through brand new information, and that is exactly why she's on the show, because we're all about giving voices to people who are pioneering, dedicated pioneering spirits out there in the world. So that's coming up very, very soon. Lisa is on the line, but I'm going to keep her on hold for just a little bit longer because before we go into the interview, I just want to give you all a bit of a catch-up on my week. I hope you've all had a great week out there. I've had a really interesting week, and I don't know whether it has anything to do with the upcoming ascension wave cycle that's due to arrive next week. I'll ask Lisa about that shortly. Yeah, it was a kind of turbulent and sad week. Nearly broke up with my boyfriend a couple of times, nearly moved out of the house, and concurrently I've been having to nurse one of my cats. Her name's Miss Eartha Kitten, and she's 14 years old, and I just found out a few days ago that she's got cancer of the jaw, which was very, very sad news, and we're taking as good care of her as we can. But it's been a kind of rough week. But I thought I'd mention that because I know that there are lots of other people out there who are experiencing similar things. sometimes our lives can, you know, chug along quite nicely without too much interruption or destructive energy or distraction. And then at other times, it seems like everything just crashes in on you at once. And it's really important to have the right tools to be able to cope with situations like this and to be able to, you know, sail your way through as peacefully as possible and to, you know, not react badly and take yourself into a path or take yourself onto a path that's only leading you further away from where you really want to go. And that's really the reason that I do this show. It's to provide tools, information and pathways or views for alignment, you could call them, so that, you know, you can listen to what I'm saying. Please just take it all as food for thought. Don't ever think that anything that we say here is the truth unless it is something that you take into your own life, especially into your own heart. Think about it, see if it works for you, and then you can call it your truth. Everyone's truth is different. What we're going to be talking about tonight is a deep subject, the subject of star seeds, indigos, human evolution, and where we're going. So there might be some of you out there who might find this information challenging, but I feel that most of you who are listening right now are absolutely ready to hear this information, and in fact, something inside you is compelling you to find places where you can find more and more of it. So thank you again for tuning in. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce Lisa Renee. Let's have a listen to some music from Blaze. This is from King Street Sounds in New York City, a track entitled A Wonderful Place. So, Doug, if you're ready to hit the play button, this is the Tomo Pigeon Disco Dub remix of Blaze's A Wonderful Place, featuring the very smooth but kind of stripped-out vocals of Ultra Nate. See you back very, very soon. You're listening to Otherwhere on bbsradio.com. My name's Liz Miller, and thank you again for joining us. Lisa Renee is our guest this evening. She lives in Santa Monica, California, where she runs her healing practice and website, energeticsynthesis.com. She's a spiritual scientist, energetic healer, galactic and multidimensional guide, and quantum therapist. She's an impactful and startlingly insightful educator, bringing new wisdom about our planet's ascension cycle, its effects on our bodies, minds and spirits, and how this new energy can be utilized for positive, personal and global transformation. Lisa has helped hundreds overcome their limitations, realize their authentic path, and live the miracle of a co-creative and inspired life. She's also a telepathic channel for the Guardians, an interdimensional group of 12th dimensional beings focused on the evolutionary purposes of humankind. Hello, Lisa. It's wonderful to welcome you to the show. Thank you very much for joining us here on Otherwhere.
Thank you, Liz. It's my pleasure. I'm just thrilled to be here.
I'm thrilled to be here, too. And I'm very, very excited about this show. I have been, in fact, ever since I invited you to come on. And I know that we've got so much material that I want to cover. I'm just hoping that we have enough time, as well as be able to leave some time at the end of the show for callers to ring in if they'd like to. But before we begin, I would like to just spend a moment with you in silence so that we can get a little bit grounded and connect with each other and our listeners at the heart, seeing that this is a live show. I hope all of you out there will do the same. And just close your eyes for a moment. Take a long, easy breath. And take your attention into your heart. And then allow the love that is unlimited within you to be sent out from your heart into the center of our circle, the Otherwhere Circle of Light, where it's united with all of the other hearts, all of the listeners listening right now, and at any time in the future. And I'd like to bless and make our space sacred. Even though this is a digital airwaves space, we can still make it sacred. And I thought that I'd start the show with a prayer of the seven galactic directions. Do you know this prayer, Lisa? It's from the Mayans.
No, this is my first time. So
it's a really beautiful prayer, so I'm just going to quickly read this out. And if you know where north is right now, it might be a good idea to orient yourself in that direction. Oh, sorry, from the east. Okay, from the east house of light, may wisdom dawn in us, so that we may see all things in clarity. From the north house of night, may wisdom ripen in us, so we may see all from within. From the west house of transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. And from the house south of the eternal sun, may right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. From above house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmony and peace to end all war. And from the center galactic source, which is everything, everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. And Mayan saying to end the prayer, Oryam Hunabku Eva Maya Emaho, which basically means, Oh Father, Mother, God, isn't it beautiful? So thank you very much for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you.
And thank you for connecting up with our listeners and myself at the heart so that we can bring forth some wonderful energy through our conversation, our dialogue, and transfer that to our listeners. Lisa, you've had a really incredible life. Right now, you do some things that I suppose a lot of people would have never heard of before, you know, a spiritual scientist, a quantum healer. These are terms that aren't typically used in the mainstream. But before you got to be this Lisa Renee today, you've had a really interesting life, and I thought it'd be a great place to start with some of your history, because I want to make really clear that just because you call yourself a galactic emissary or another name that might sound really far out doesn't mean that you started off your life being that way from the very beginning, and that there was a certain moment when you had an awakening. And that's I think, something that's happening to a lot of people right now. So would you mind telling us a little bit of your history and how you've sort of become this person that you are today?
Yes, I think that's an excellent thing to share, especially right now, because as we go through ascension awakenings, or these spiritual awakenings, we do them in waves, and there's groups of souls that have agreements to do them at different times, because we're all these very unique energetic individual essences that are here for energy placement on the planet. So all of this is orchestrated in divine perfection, and that's one thing we need to always remember as we go through our process, because we kind of go, why didn't this happen 10 years ago, and why didn't I do it then? And, you know, the ego tends to make ourselves, you know, into worry or wondering why we're doing it now as opposed to another time. And so for myself, I had much of what I call the starseed blueprint. Many starseeds have had similar feelings starting, you know, at birth and as very young children, as kind of feeling displaced and feeling a little outcasted, even down to, you know, thoughts as a small child. I remember thinking, you know, who are these people? What am I doing here? I loved my biological family, but it was very clear to me even then that there was something a little disconnected in myself. So, you know, my prayer my whole life was, dear God, put me on the path of my right direction, because I have felt like a fish in the wrong pond my whole life. And so going through this last 7 years of downloads and connecting with my star family and actually coming to the grips of finally saying, yes, I'm an alien and I'm proud, has really assisted me in my journey of understanding all of those common threads and patterns I had seen in my life, but did not understand completely why I was feeling that way. And so it's been amazing to look back and see that we always get clues into understanding the deepest authentic parts of who we really are. It's just we have to go beyond the parameters of what our mind thinks is the reality, and that does take some time to break through that. So I was, you know, a tax accountant and a business manager for people in the entertainment industry. I was very much in third dimensional left brain thinking. And even though that certainly wasn't feeding my heart and my soul, and I was aware of that at the time, I was not fully even close to aware of what I'm aware of now. Was very much a sleeping starseed at this point. And as I was going through a divorce and major life shifts and changes is when I had my spontaneous Kundalini awakening. And the amazing part of this was is I had not heard of the word Kundalini until way later, but I was aware that it was spiritual current and that it was God. It was God force and God energy. And during one of those dark night of the soul periods, I was laying on the floor crying my eyeballs out, and I just asked and prayed to God and the angels and anybody that would listen to me, whatever it is, whatever I'm here to do, You must tell me what I am here to do, because I feel so lost and so confused. Literally, this is, watch what you ask for, because ask and you shall receive. Let me tell you, within 3 days, I had this Kundalini awakening that it was literally like energetic force that just completely felt like it was taking over my body, which at the time was a little terrifying. And so I went through a process of integrating this spiritual current, and at that time started to be able to sense guides and, you know, other dimensions, and started having incredible lucid dreams and connections with, you know, beings. I would wake up in the middle of the night and have these teams standing around the bed, you know, working on me with hieroglyphics and flying, you know, symbol codes being put into my pineal gland. I mean, it was really wild. You want to talk about a mystical experience in the contemporary world, you know? So as this was occurring, I was definitely, I sequestered myself, quite honestly, because I really needed to have a framework for this experience. Because on one level, I knew it was God and God force, and I felt entirely safe and protected. And then on another level, I had no language of which to describe what was occurring to me. And until I could find some kind of language to not only verify it within myself as a truth, but to explain it to others, I really did kind of go into hiding for about 2 years. And during this two-year period, I was really downloaded with information from Ascended Masters. I was prepared with a lot of information. I studied on my own a lot of different divinations that worked as tools to activate archetypes in the subconscious about unraveling consciousness and how that works through spiritual initiation, such things as tarot and numerology, even astrology. Looking at all of these patterns and archetypes and really attempting to apply that to my life, I could really see these patterns emerging that really gave me some clarity about what my soul plan and purpose was. And I started to see that the symbolism was extremely important. And then during this time as well, the guides and masters really started using the numerical sequencing and started to talk to me in symbols and numbers. And that's when I started to see the 1111, 1212, 111, 22. It just went on and on and on, where master numbers were constantly exposed to me. And then later I found out that those were DNA code activators that actually activated the cellular memory to, okay, wake up.
11.
It's time to, you know, I always joke with my guides. They didn't show me the fine print on my soul agreement. So, you know, I obviously was shown at that time that I had a contract to wake up at the first stellar spiral alignment, which happened on May 5th of 2000.
And so about 99 to 2000 period was that flip-flopping dark night of the soul kind of period of time. And by early 2000, I was really having, you know, the shot out of a cannon type of phase. It was very intense and very accelerated.
That is such an incredible story, but there are so many elements in that that I think is so valuable for the listeners, especially, you know, the master numbers. I know so many people right now who are being impulsed by these coded sequenced numbers.
Yes.
And some people, you know, it drives them crazy. It, in the past, it's driven me crazy.
Yes. Yes.
You know, every single time, even if you don't own a watch, like I don't own a watch, but it didn't seem to matter at all. The numbers would just follow you around, and you know, they still do.
They
and
absolutely
I know that
do.
The case is 11-11, very much so.
I do want to just point out that it's very important to pay attention when that does occur, because many times it is your evolution team and guides that are attempting to work in an interactive communication with you.
And now let's talk about that team, because you work with a team,
yes,
and everyone has their own personal team that they work with. Would you expand on that, please?
Absolutely. I am personally very much a proponent, and this is a level as well. I do want to preface this by saying that all of the material I present is really just to offer and suggest some various alternatives and things to be open to experiment with. What is absolutely paramount in this is what feels right for you. And your body and your heart, your intuitive self, will tell you what is right for you. Does it feel loving and empowering and open? Do pay attention to that. I definitely want to say that, you know, to not trust everything that you hear. We are being saturated with a ton of information. And this is just one lens of perception that I'm providing here. And so, and it's really just from the deepest desire to share my experience so that no one feels isolated and is suffering through this particular process. When you understand this is a process, it's not random, it's cohesive, there's a science behind this, and you can follow that science and you can see this unraveling in your life, it really helps you work with the transformational forces so that you're working with these natural forces instead of resisting them because you don't understand what's occurring. So I just had to say that first. And so I do want to say that I'm very much a proponent of working with your teams. They are just awesome. They are immeasurably of just immense value to you in your spiritual evolution, in supporting you, in giving you little tune-ups and quick healings. They're just an amazing connection to work on having. And we all at this time have evolution support teams. And this can comprise of even nature spirits in the Devic realm that are working in the medical assistance program team, which is something Michelle Smallwright of Perilandra has brought out into the public. But there's also other entities, and best to describe them are of Christed ET civilizations that are under agreement to assist humans that request this help. More than often, who will show up for you when you ask for this support is going to be directly related to your star seed family lineage. When I went through my awakening and I started seeing ascended masters and various levels of the spiritual hierarchy, I thought everybody that had an awakening saw the ascended masters. So I was really surprised when I found out, you know, I would follow a bunch of Zen Buddhists around and say, but you didn't see the ascended masters when you were up in Nirvana. Didn't you see, like, Matt, you know, it was so funny to me because I thought everybody saw the spiritual hierarchy, and that isn't true. So for each of us, our lineage and our connections may differ. We may feel a deep love and connection to Mother Mary energy or Kuan Yin. We may feel an amazing connection to Christ or Sananda or other masters. So kind of pay attention to those inner promptings too as well of who you feel connected to, and you can absolutely open a dialogue with the beloveds and feel who's comfortable. But if you don't have a language and you just want to say higher self, your higher self counsel,
or your evolution support teams aligned for your ascension, then absolutely that's the language. And work and experiment in this connection to develop the communication, because as you do this, you'll accelerate a lot faster. Your intuitive capabilities will expand and be broadened considerably. And overall, it will just be a boon and support through your process. So I do highly recommend that.
I think it's a really important point to make that we have this team, because so many people do feel very, very alone and isolated, especially those who have an inkling that they may be starseeds,
yes,
or have something different going on about them, even if it's just because their parents tell them that they're strange. it's really, really important to know, isn't it, that even though you can't see these energies, that they're very real and that you can call on them. And in fact, really the only way to work with them properly or in the most productive way is for you to do the calling, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things the guides have brought up continually is that as humans, we do not ask enough. Literally, if you could see how thrilled and happy they are to help, I mean, they're just waiting. It's kind of funny. I mean, we have so much support. It's just unfathomable to us at the human level to understand this. And it is very important to use your voice center and command, because we are God creators. We are gods in amnesia here. And at this level, because we can't see the multidimensional ramifications of using our command center, which is our throat chakra, this is how all form, comes into manifestation, is by actually commanding it to be so. It's through thought and commanding it to be so as it's coming through the inspiration of our emotions. This is how we manifest and direct energy into manifestation. So the power of our word and in invocation with command, commanding our power with conviction, and again from the heart and the throat center, is just amazingly powerful. We can change the syntax of our DNA. We can, really start manipulating and using energetic force in order to manifest more accurate results for ourselves. And again, that's when we're all in alignment with who we are, when we fully have recognized and acknowledged the deepest level of our authentic self. And, for each of us, there's quite a bit to get past in terms of programming. When you really start to get into this level of multidimensional awareness, one of the things, it was just hilarious. I thought, the truth is stranger than fiction. You just couldn't make this stuff up. The things that I have experienced and witnessed in my client practice and have seen, it's just mind-blowing, literally, to understand the dynamics of which we're under agreement as consciousness having this experience here in the third dimension.
I think it's, vital that we cultivate a more multidimensional model of our reality, because otherwise we'll always be stuck in the Maya, the illusion.
Yes,
and,
I totally
and the,
agree.
The amnesia. Do you have any idea, or can you give us a clearer idea of why we have this collective amnesia of our true divinity, and why we have become so locked, it seems, into darkness? It seems now that we're finally emerging from that through the force of our intelligence, our love, and our will. But it seems like we've been traveling in the dark for such a long time.
Yes, yes. This is a really multifaceted and long answer. However, the Earth experiment in this dimension where we are stationed in terms of our focus of consciousness at this time, even though we are multidimensional beings, and the guardians have provided a model for us to understand at a linear level, which utilizes a 15-dimensional model of understanding what dimensions we're working with in our dimensionalized system. You can imagine a big egg as an energy matrix, which is the body of God, God and Source, and all that is, of which we are a part of. Inside that energy matrix is a dimensionalized system that creates
the illusion of time and space, so to speak. It allows consciousness to experience time in these dimensionalized systems. And so here we are in the third dimensional frequency band, which is, of course, you know, if we're using a 15-dimensional model, we're about as dense as we can go. we are at this moment, you know, the lowest vibration of spirit is density at this level in the carbon-based form. And so it's very, potentially very dense here. And so, in our experiment of consciousness evolution here at the third dimension, there has been a series of events over time. And I'll just go into it and be frank that what the guardians have kind of brought up is that the Earth has been in conflict for a very long time over power and dominion over various ET races having issues with who's got the right to be here. And so since the human beings at the divine level were created as multidimensional beings, avatars with the 12-strand DNA potential, and here we are in the third dimension only utilizing two or three of those strands, we've got a lot of our DNA and our access that we've been cut off to. And, you know, through various agendas, some of the ETs believe that that's been purposely done. So there has been, we can just divide it up into two segments of pro-human ascension ET races and those that are not, that are very resistant and are counter-evolutionary for the human race. And so here we are in density, and we've been attempting to go through series of evolutionary cycles to bring this planet along with us, because we are completely connected as well into the Earth body as a consciousness. And so all of us as consciousness have come here under agreement to as well lift the body of the Earth and the consciousness and life forms here along with the humans as a species into a higher evolving reality experience. And so we've incarnated specifically at this particular time-space coordinate, if you will, because we knew that ascension, the ascension cycle, would be happening at this particular time. An ascension cycle doesn't happen all the time. It happens every 26,000 years, which is one revolution around the galactic center. When an alignment occurs, this allows certain portals to be opened in the core template of the Earth body. And when this occurs, this allows multidimensional portals to be accessed. And so this is why we're here as consciousness, you know, participating at this time. Everyone here on this planet came here under soul contract to work on the ascension.
So there's no one being left out.
We've forgotten. So during this time, you know, as these portals have been opening, and we are starting to get exposed to amazing frequencies of energy, of dimensional scales and wave spectrums that the Earth has not been exposed to for just hugely long periods of time. And this is why, as well, we're having a tremendous amount of more ET visitors. And, you know, so as one level of this is an amazing opportunity and a quantum leap of growth of consciousness, there's also a bit of a vulnerability and exposure because there are some energies and entities that are still jockeying for position over controlling and, you know, having power and dominion over human consciousness, which would represent, you know, at this time a pretty large part of the planet Earth. Most humans that are incarnated at this time, you know, are still completely unaware of who they are and that they're multidimensional beings of light and God beings that are fully born and created to be stewards and guardians of this planet. And because those, you know, we as a species don't realize what we've been incarnated to do, there are other beings that are exploiting that and taking advantage of that very fact. And so many of the star seeds have come here from other dimensional realms purposely to bring frequencies, codes, and advanced genetics to assist the planet in aligning to higher frequencies and to hold, again, these ascension templates that allow critical mass to occur so that mass consciousness here has an opportunity to experience beyond the world of dualistic form and beyond the world of separation and spiritual blindness.
when I say separation, I'm not implying we're separated, but I mean our perception that we're separated.
Yes.
Because the veil and the duality is so thick and heavy here, and there are energies that are perpetrating to actually keep that in place. And so that is really why there has been intervention from the guardians. It's because the human experiment has been tampered with, genetically manipulated, and we could say the imposing upon free will of allowing human consciousness to be able to expand to different levels. And so that's how the guardians represent their particular interest in assisting humanity and in influencing humanity towards these higher alternative realities that are available by letting them know of a hidden agenda of which there are energies that are actually working in the opposite direction. And, of course, there's nothing to fear, and that's incredibly important to remember, because fear is, of course, what feeds, the negative energies or counter-evolutionary forces actually use fear to manipulate you, because they want you to not realize that you're powerful and God-sovereign and fully connected, and all you need is your body to connect. Once you realize you're a God self-sovereign being that has a multidimensional capacity, you're basically home free when you actually have that realization. So there's a lot of propaganda, and kind of we can see what's going on in the mass media. You know, lots of fear perpetrated, lots of poverty consciousness. It's basically the mass consciousness at the collective level doesn't believe, you know, that they're God beings or
that's
have
right.
this power. And
that's
and of
right.
course there's energies that have an interest in it and would like to keep it that way.
Yes.
So we're in a bit of kind of, let's say, some conflicting energies and agendas. And so it's very important to, again, to be aware of what's happening, because this makes you able to make more informed choices as you become more aware, and also as you feel what's right for you. Does this resonate for you? Does it feel like appropriate material? You know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. You need to discard it. I really do want to assist people in developing that intuitive discernment, because discernment is huge. It's what we need to cultivate at this time to navigate the circumstances that will appear more and more chaotic to us, because as we go through transformation, individually, collectively, and on the planet, we're going to be witnessing an incredible amount of chaos, and I'm sure we're already experiencing that in our individual lives.
Oh, well, so I think anyone who lives in Indonesia right now, where the
yes.
epicenter of that earthquake
yes.
happened,
yes.
we absolutely know what you're talking about there. You know,
yes.
people's lives everywhere are being thrown into chaos over there right now.
Yes, yes, and you know, one thing the guardians alerted me to in January was that the theme for 2006 was going to be massive wake-up call for all sleeping starseeds. We're getting everybody woken up in terms of DNA activation and kind of centered in where they need to be and where they're going. And that we were going to be having another really large ascension wave starting in mid-May to the end of August. And that there was going to be a tremendous amount of external chaos. And so it was extremely important to not be emotionally overwhelmed, to, you know, work on cultivating your faith and trust and center and your intuitive discernment and your connection to spirit, you know, whatever that is for you. That it's very important to do this at this time, because as we move forward again, we need to be fully centered and connected no matter what's going on around us, and really know we are fully protected, fully supported. Everything's going to be just fine, but we do need to fully connect to our soul and our spirit and or, if it feels right for you, your star family.
That's right.
They're here to work with us.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the tools and different ways of looking at your life that you can use to help stay centered and hold your balance no matter what's going on around you. If that's, you know, the one thing that this show can do for the listeners who are out there, then that's exactly, you know, the purpose of why I'm doing this, and it would be my greatest hope that that would be the result. When we come back, we'll also talk about some of the healing technologies, both physical and non-physical, that may be employed by us to keep our balance, And we're going to take some calls as well. So I'm going to give that phone number out a little bit later. In the meantime, if you would like to send an instant message, you can do so right now, and you can also send your questions that way to me, and I'll ask Lisa Renee after the break. So the instant message name is Otherware Host. That's OTHERWARE Host, HOST, at yahoo.com. You can email me there or instant message me there. And we'll take a break. We're going to go into a bit more of an energetic track than the one we started off with. This is from Tiger Stripes. And it's got a kind of a spacey sound to it, but it's a little bit harder than what we're used to hearing on Otherware, but it's fun, lots and lots of fun. It's called What Was, and you can find this at kingstreetsounds.com on the web. They're proud supporters of Otherware. I'm Liz Miller. Our guest is Lisa Renee, and she is someone who is one of the most masterful bringers of light, wisdom and truth that I've ever met. And I really hope that you're enjoying the show. We'll be back very, very soon on bbsradio.com. My guest today, or this evening, no matter where you are in the world, it's some time zone, is Lisa Renee. And she has got some, I think, some of the most valuable information about the planetary ascension and the personal ascension process that is out there. And it's new information, and that's what I can't, you know, emphasize enough. She's bringing through some of, you know, the most pioneering information for those interested in participating consciously in the ascension that I know is out there. So, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We're at a point now where we're creating a new paradigm. We're actually seeing the dismantling and crumbling of old structures, old institutions,
yeah,
and old belief systems and ways of being. And it's slowly being replaced by a burgeoning new emerging energy that many people are calling the new world energy, or the new paradigm, or simply the new age. And we're right in the middle of that sort of, you know, crossing over period, and I think, as you alluded to earlier, that's why so many of us are here right now, to help with this process. But so many of us are very confused about what to do and how just one person can make a difference. So can you give us a bit of an idea as to which direction people can go in, which would be the best to serve all of us?
You mean in terms of path or in terms of our own personal evolution?
Well, in terms of being able to work out ways that they can actually make a change, not only in their life but maybe in the world, because things just seem like they're not changing in our governments.
Right.
We feel as though, you know, it should have happened by now, but maybe, you know, but it isn't. That sort of thing.
Yes. Well, one thing I would highly suggest, and again, this is just coming from my particular viewpoint, this has to resonate with you, is that there is definitely a way, there's a structure of which consciousness manifests in a dimensionalized system. And first, it's very important for you to work on your self-mastery. What I'm finding is that when you have an understanding, and esoterically this has been kind of called the initiations, you know, if you've been around, you know, esoteric wisdom, you know, used to petition a monk, you know, the ashram, you would go through these spiritual initiations. And this is actually accurate in terms of how the human being accretes light frequency into its individual auric field. So it's extremely important for you as a being to understand levels of your multidimensional anatomy and to work through your own blocks and issues, because each one of us has taken on certain soul agreements. I hesitate to use the word karma because karma is thrown around and it's very hard to understand what karma is, because on one level there is no karma, and yet here there are certain setups. Many starseeds here are genetic path cutters. They're path cutters that have agreed to take on a certain unit of consciousness, whether it's fear from the planetary grids that have been recorded there in cellular memory, or it's a part of your own simultaneous life experience, or clearing your own genetic or ancestral line. There's a lot of clearing that we have agreed to do within our own bodies.
And so it's very important as well to have a sense of where you're at in terms of your light frequency accretion, at what levels you have integrated your personal ascension process in working through each of the layers of your chakras. These chakras have attributes, characteristics of higher and lower expression. And those, of course, here in the human experience, we get polarized a lot and stuck in the second chakra in the sacral area. And that's, of course, where the controllers like to focus on controlling human beings is through the second chakra. So for us, it's extremely important to work on your ascension, your light frequency, your integrated ascension and self-mastery of understanding yourself as a multidimensional being. And so what I've noticed and what the masters also kind of took me through was the layers of spiritual initiation, and that as we are going through our spiritual initiations, when we fully integrate all seven chakras, and this also correlates to planes of existence of which we have our being. So think of each chakra. So think of the seven primaries. There's 15 of them and more, but we're going to deal with just the primary seven. As we're dealing with each of these chakras, it relates to a dimension that is interrelated and entwined with the planetary universal field. So these are aspects of which we have ourself. They're frequencies and levels of our being that exist in these multidimensional layers. And we are accreting and absorbing and bringing those levels of self, these energy particles, higher self, whatever you want to call this, into our auric field. And as this occurs, we start to shift. We are purified of distortions. We're purified of ego and identity and subconscious implants that we have. And we start to become fully integrated through our chakra column until we become what's known as the planetary ascension. The planetary ascension level is when we have integrated all seven layers of the dimensionalized system. That means every layer of which the planet Earth has its field of existence. Think of the planet having its own auric field with seven chakras. It's the same thing. So as we start to accrete these layers, our chakras unify and become one column of light. And when you go through this layer of light accretion and spiritual initiation, this is known as your planetary ascension. Now, why this is important is because once you complete this level of light frequency and are stabilized and holding those codes and frequencies in your field, stabilized and anchored, you are liberated from the frequency fence of the third dimensional Earth. And once this occurs, you now really start to expand multidimensional consciousness. And this is when you become what I would call on the radar fields outside of these dimensions, because there are energies that, you know, again, are attempting to thwart people from their ascension by keeping them polarized in lower negative emotions so that their vibration isn't bringing in these frequencies. Or you also get the attention of planetary masters and cosmic masters who now see that you have worked on your planetary ascension and that you've committed to your own spiritual evolution and consciously been working with that or through that. And so my personal experience is that once you have been liberated from the frequency fence of the third dimension and you have completed your planetary ascension, for me personally, I was asked now, okay, Lisa, what would you like to do now? How would you like to contribute to the world? Do you want to go to the next level? So literally we go from a level of being self-actualized. It's almost like you actualize yourself. You get to a level of mastery, and now your light can shine into the world for really pure service. The more you serve outside, the more that you work on your internal spiritual mastery, the more support you're going to get from the spiritual masters. Like, literally, you will have legions of light there. We have them anyway, but when you start to expand your sphere of influence, this is where it gets very important. It's extremely important to hold an ascended field and have integrated the personality and emotional aspects of yourself before your sphere of influence is expanded, where your field now has much more influence and impact in the world. As an ascended being, when you go out into the world and you are exposed to groups, You now have the power held in your own field as you stabilize that consciousness and awareness to activate rooms of people. That means anyone in the room who is open at a higher self level to receive or accept that particular light frequency code and resonate with that vibrational octave will do so. And the power of that is immense. And this is what it means, too, as well, about the 100th monkey effect in creating critical mass of this vibration and energy in the world. So many of us at this time are working on our personal ascension. So I just want to make the point, do not feel that you're not being productive, because you are. You know, just many times the ego will be thinking that it needs to do X, Y, Z, you know, to be productive, to be helpful, to be out there. What's really important right now is that you focus on you and that you develop your personal power, your personal God power, that you understand what that is and you start working with that. You know that you're a powerful being, because the mind is a slippery slope and very hard to navigate. The mind will constantly come in there and put seeds of self-doubt. So to understand how the ego works and to be able to start deflecting the mind and the ego and the conscious mind from controlling you or overwhelming you, to learn to utilize your heart's intuiting intelligence and to learn how, you know, the subconscious, conscious mind, and superconscious mind works within your multidimensional anatomy of field will really assist you in becoming disidentified with some of the ego traps, you know, which create a lot of fear, create a lot of self-doubt, create a lot of lower negative emotional states. When you realize that these are programs that are existing in your personality overlay and programs that are activated deep in your subconscious, it gives you the opportunity to heal and recognize that these are not you. They have nothing to do with you as the eternal being, God self, self-sovereign God power being that we have. You know, each one of us has this divine right and is that right now. But our ego and our layers of these personality and subconscious overlays create a lot of confusion for us in terms of what our real identity is.
Oh, not only that, since 1987 and the harmonic convergence, I've certainly noticed that as we've been moving closer and closer to an area in space that houses a thing called the photon band, if you've not heard of it, it's a band of light made up of tiny light particles that are supercharged that actually affect our consciousness through the electromagnetic frequencies. Planet, as it gets nearer and nearer and immerses itself into the photon band, seems to have been triggering the release of all of this stuff. And it's not just our personal stuff, it's ancestral. It's collective stuff, it's collective trauma. And each one of us is having to process it and still live our normal everyday lives and, you know, go to work and have families and pay the bills. And it can be so challenging to stay on top of things when you just feel like everything's so hard to cope with. So how do you help with that?
In terms of coping with your everyday life?
That
is so unique and individual for each one of us, and I can completely understand those challenges. I so relate to that in every way. And yet, I think what we do need to work with is, again, is mastering more about self-discipline of where we are directing our personal energies. It's extremely important. What we tend to get caught up in is the thinking that we're always needing to do something, or that the ego is pushing us in a direction because it has to be X, Y, Z. We really have to get adaptable and flexible and start listening to what the body is directing us, because many times when we're being directed to sleep, we won't let ourselves. When we're being directed to get a massage, we don't have enough money to afford it. You know, whatever it is, there's something that your body will really, you know, you'll start to get a little inner message. And we need to start paying attention to that inner, you know, that inner dialogue, that inner, you know, intuitive feeling, and follow it, because we don't, as humans, feel that we're going to be supported doing so. And that is our big pitfall. spirit is here to support us 1,000,000,000 times percent if you will just set it down and realize that we're going through a major shift right now, and everything that you thought was reality, all of the third dimensional paradigms of the old energy, is going to start to be dismantled in front of your very eyes. And in your life, you're going to feel this crumbling. And a part of you is going to be so anxiety-ridden over that because you can't see what's on the other side. And that's the whole thing about the spiritual path and the ascension at this time, is we are being forced to transform. And we also are being forced to have perfect faith and trust in God and Spirit. We are totally supported at this time, and we have to create creative resolutions, which will be given to you if you can learn to open up that connection, because that's, again, why it's so important to really cultivate your spiritual connection, cultivate your connection with your guides, with your evolution support team. Learn how to communicate with your higher self. I completely recommend automatic writing. If you are having a hard time developing telepathy and feeling kind of, you know, confident in that exchange, get out a pad of paper and a pen, and even if your mind says this isn't happening, it's not real, just do it. Just be open. Just experiment. Call in your guides. Ask them if they're there. Listen to what comes back in your head. You know, say, guides, are you there? You're going to get some kind of intuitive thing in your head, like a yes or a no. Wait until they say yes. Of course, they're right there. They're going to say yes. And you say, can I ask you a question? Yes. Okay, so you get out your pen and you write that question on a piece of paper. And then you take a deep breath and you write, and you grab that pen and you allow whatever the answer is to come out, write it out, and write it out freely. Try not to be connected to it. Don't be attached to it. Just let your hand move and write whatever comes out. And all of a sudden, what you'll feel is almost like an energy will glide on top of your hand and glide on top of your communication. And once you start to learn how to attenuate to energy better, you practice this, because it's like a muscle that you exercise. We all have intuitive capability. We just need to exercise that muscle. And as we do it more often, it gets easier and easier and easier. And I really feel confident that in a very short period of time, you'll really be able to learn how to discern what's you and what's your guide, and be able to get some really valuable help and support as well in terms of, questions or confusions, or attempting to develop clarity about certain situations that are happening in your life that make no logical sense to you. Because believe you me, your soul has created it. There's absolutely a purpose in whatever that puzzling and confusing situation is. And once you start to understand what the sole purpose of it is, you just have that aha moment, and then the pressure is lifted. You go, oh, that's what it is. Okay. And you learn how to surrender to situations, knowing that there's a higher purpose and divine perfection in this occurring in your life.
Yes, that's absolutely right. There was a quote that I thought I'd read out from The Pleiadian Agenda by Barbara Hanclough, discussing ascension. And a very simple definition was given. Ascension is our re-immersion in the Garden of Eden with our star memory open. What do you think about that definition?
I think that's great. I think that's a wonderful kind of simple definition.
Does that encapsulate it for you?
Oh, gosh. You know, in my experience, there is just untold, unlimited realities going on.
That's an
amazing journey. And we have so many available alternatives and opportunities that are occurring. It really is an exciting time. But many of us do have a little bit of discipline and kind of understanding more about the direction of our self energies and kind of working with these forces in a co-creative way so it can be as smooth as possible for us.
When we come back, I'd like to get into one of the most important parts of our multidimensional anatomy, and that's our heart.
Mm.
And
and we've spoken a little bit about the mind, but not so much about the heart, and that's really where we're needing to go as much as possible, because it seems as though our minds have taken us to a certain point, and we can look around at the world and see where we've gotten by using primarily our minds,
yes,
our powers of thinking. But what would our world look like if we were guided by our hearts and we started to think with our heart and love with our mind? That's the world that we're trying to create now, isn't it? It's a heart-centered world where we're all starting to recognize each other from the heart.
Absolutely. And we can see that as well as moving past. We can look at our chakras again. Think of each of our lower chakras. The first three here are the three third dimension. We're leaving the third dimension of the solar plexus, which is a very masculine energy that is polarized more in thought and form in terms of using the mind to manifest. So now we're moving into our heart center, and we're learning the intelligence and language of the heart. So that's kind of where humanity is at in its dimensional scale of integrating those energies. However, there's a group of us, everyone listening to this show and listening to Otherwhere, is part of the Starseed family, and we're doing it a little bit earlier, and this is so that we can open the windows of opportunity for those in the coming years.
We'll be back with Lisa Renee after this break, and the last music break for the show. I thought I'd play a classic from The Sounds of Philadelphia, and it is one of my all-time favorite pieces of music. I think you'll have heard it before. If not, you're in for a treat. It's called Love is the Message. You're on bbsradio.com. I'm Liz Miller, and this is Otherwhere. You're listening to bbsradio.com, and this is Otherwhere. Welcome back, Lisa. We're going to take some calls pretty soon. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's
Absolutely.
The first time I've ever done it on the show. So, listeners, please don't be shy. We really would love to hear from you, especially if there are any questions that you'd like to ask. And one of the things that we still haven't really covered as much as I would like to is, and we're going to get to the heart just after this, but we need to talk about these ascension waves, because there's one coming up next week, and these are cyclic influxes of energy, I believe, that help people who have been working on their ascension process to actually take that next step and become multidimensionally aware. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
That's so exciting.
It is. It is challenging to kind of have a model in your mind about how consciousness accretes higher light. But what assists us in terms of activating DNA, when we understand that we actually absorb these light frequencies and light codes into our personal field, and as we're absorbing this energy, it's like our auric field takes as much as it can hold, and it finally anchors in. And this is when the activation occurs. And when these activations occur, this is when you actually have new neurological, we could even use the word upgrades, and these neurological structures allow you to start to perceive different broadband frequencies. So this is the process of human consciousness becoming multidimensional. So with each one of these activations, our bodies at the energy levels, you know, the auric field absorb these frequencies, and then the last body, of course, to absorb those frequencies is your physical cellular body. And this is happening very gradually because the physical body needs to adjust to these really high refined frequency patterns. So if you could think of yourself, you know, being plugged into 1,000, you know, voltage and not have the neurological or the electrical wiring cables to handle that quality of hertz or voltage, it's kind of the same thing. That's why we go through a gradual process.
Yeah, you can literally burn out your nerve center.
Yes, you can. You can.
As a yoga teacher, I think it's really important to just remind people how good it is to really familiarize yourself and become very well acquainted with your body. As Lisa said earlier, it's one thing, you know, to be in. I'm losing my my ability to be eloquent. But what I wanted to say, the point that I wanted to make, is that the more comfortable you are in your skin, and the more aware you are of how you're receiving the messages from your body, the better it will be for you to be able to handle these new influxes of energy.
Yeah.
And as a yoga teacher, I can't emphasize how good it is to do any kind of body work.
Absolutely.
And to strengthen your nervous system.
Yeah.
Because underlying that physical nervous system is a very, very similar looking pathway of nadis or etheric pathways that allow those high frequency light energies to go through your body and through your brain. And it's just so important.
I totally agree. Yes, and that's another thing too, why we really need to pay attention. Sometimes we need little adjustments. We'll need to see a healer. We'll need to have some support or help. So when there are particular issues that, you know, you become aware of, or you're having physical discomfort and you don't know who to go, because this is the thing, right? There's no spiritual. Who do you go when you have the Kundalini flu? You certainly don't want to go into that.
Well, that's the thing. It's not really a manual.
Exactly. But there's a lot of alternative practitioners, and of course, that's kind of the nature of my work. You know, where the etheric surgery comes in, you know, kind of assisting the electrical body and working with these energies more smoothly. But there's all kinds of different ways. You know, acupuncture, cranial sacral adjustments. You know, all kinds of various, there's just so many alternative bodywork modalities now. So just kind of pay attention. If you feel animated towards one, if you feel an energy, you go, oh, that I'm interested in that, pay attention, because there's a particular movement in that modality that'll really help assist your physical body with these changes.
How do the ascension wave cycles affect people in general?
Oh, goodness. It's a very intense period, and I know it's we've been going through such an acceleration in 2006. One of the messages from earlier on this year, and that was verified from another source, which I was thankful, was that we were 9 years ahead in accelerated frequencies of a normal ascension cycle because of a few things, apparently, that we needed to stabilize the planet with. So this year in particular, we have just been slammed with intense energies. And so generally what occurs is that when these qualities of frequencies are exposed to our individual energy field and auric field, it starts to purify and clear distortions and patterns that have been held in the energy field, and especially in the areas like where there's trauma, fear, devastation, you know, things that have happened in the consciousness in terms of many lifetimes. And that's another thing to remember. This just isn't about this identity here as one lifetime. We are ascending for our whole multidimensional group. So that means soul extensions, of which there are 12 other identities that are a part of this process. So many of us are going through this ascension process and integrating all of these other lifetimes in simultaneous time, you know, through this ascension process. So we'll have a lot of various emotions show up, you know, that'll come up, and you'll be, you know, one of the things I've heard people describe in my client practice is they'll say, my gosh, you know, I feel like I'm bipolar. You know, one moment I'm feeling, you know, connected and I've got it going and I'm really confident, and the next minute I feel like I want to cry. You know? And that's kind of something that occurs, and that's what it looks like translated in the day-to-day human experience, is that it's emotional clearing, emotional purification. You'll find yourself sensing and feeling a whole spectrum of emotions with such intensity that you didn't remember in the past. And that's sometimes alarming. And so I just really want to express that is the experience. And again, to recognize that that's a part of the process of your body clearing old cellular memory patterns that it needs to clear. So really just learn to witness those emotions. Do not become identified and wrapped up in them so that they overwhelm you. There's a difference of not repressing them, but witnessing them, so that you may need to scream or yell or clear something out of your body, and to do this without judgment. And that's the big challenge, because the ego loves to judge.
and say that something's wrong with this. Why am I acting this way? Why do I feel this way? Allow yourself to be whatever you need to. Really give yourself the TLC and the love from the inner, from that inner parent perspective of really loving your inner child and letting that inner child and being express whatever it needs to without judgment. And of course, you know, we'll all say in a harmless manner. This doesn't mean going out and inflicting that upon others, but it does mean as well as allowing your being to be expressive and creative and do what it needs to do in order to heal itself without judgment.
That's right. I mean, it can be difficult when you have people, say, in your family or friends
that's
that,
the big one.
You know, don't really understand what it is that's happening to you and
absolutely.
Just think you've lost
absolutely.
It a bit.
Absolutely. And I do really want to comment on that because...
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Because most... I will tell you, up to this point, I'm sure that there may be exceptions, but every single starseed that I have had the pleasure of meeting, every single one has been born to a biological family of which its star lineage was not connected to. And so many of us have felt that exact same kind of feeling where, you know, we are doing this path-cutting work and we're really working on our personal ascension and our third-dimensional family doesn't understand what the heck is going on with us. And so that definitely presents challenges for you again in really working on your inner conviction and your trust and developing trust in you because, you know, it's definitely a process that's occurring. There are people that are becoming multidimensional and you are a multidimensional person. The third dimensional person does not have the capacity to understand what you're sensing, feeling, and experiencing. And so you need to recognize they do not have the capacity. They are not having the genetic advancement and activations that you're going through in order to perceive the same reality. So trust that. Really trust that. Something is happening to you. You're becoming multidimensional. And do work to understand that really the third dimensional people are around you, like, you know, maybe biological family or, you know, people around you. They don't mean to be rude, but they literally have no framework of understanding, nor the sensation, nor the hypersensitive neurological structure that you do. So recognize that as well, that that's a little bit different in part of the process. You're growing
yeah.
and expanding a little bit more, you know, earlier than the people around you.
So ultimately, if you are confronted with a situation like that where it may feel difficult to you to be able to express yourself or sit through the pain that may arise at times,
yes.
and just be with it. It's just important, I think, to emphasize that no matter who you're around or whoever's influencing you, you can always find a way
yes.
to be authentically you and just to do whatever you can in your life to find that path for yourself. And no one else can tell you what that path is
exactly.
or how to find those special moments that are totally, you know, yours.
Exactly.
Where you can do this, but that is incredibly important. There was a quote that I read this week. I picked up a book that I haven't read for a long time called Initiation. Do you know
How
this
perfect.
Book by Elizabeth H?
I'm not familiar with that book. Actually.
Oh, it's an absolutely wonderful book, and it was published, oh gosh, at least 30 years ago, a very, very long time ago. And Elizabeth was a child during the Second World War, and at around about 5 years old, she asked for the first time her parents where she came from because she was convinced that she wasn't from the family that she was born into.
I love that.
Yeah. Her mother told her that a stork brought her to to the family, and as soon as she heard her mother's response, she realized that this was just another fairy tale like she'd heard so many times before, and she was pretty disappointed, but she said, from now on, it became clearer and clearer to me that father and mother were not my true parents, and that this country was not my true home. I knew that mother did not know me. I knew that she did not see me, and she's talking about the inner being
behind the physical self or within the physical. I was a stranger to her, and all these people around me seemed completely strange to me. We just did not understand each other. When I talked to Mother about things that were perfectly obvious to me, she was often so surprised and amazed that she would run to Father and tell him about the strange things I was saying. Father, too, was surprised. I saw that these things were new for both of them, completely strange. Later, they told all my relatives about my remarks and observations, and then they all laughed at me. What a strange child, I heard again and again and again. But I, for my part, did not find myself the least bit strange. On the contrary, the people around me seemed strange, and even though I loved them, I felt myself a total stranger among them. And I think, you know, that's an experience that many, many people have, yeah, even now.
Yeah.
And I read that out just to let some, if there's one person out there that helps, so that they don't feel as alone. Because for me personally, it's, you know, that's almost like reading out of my own life story as well. And it's a very, very common experience to feel isolated and misunderstood. But the key really is about releasing all resistance, isn't it? It's about just letting go and trusting what you're feeling and thinking has, yeah, got some basis in reality, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. I can see that I'm being prepared and recruited by the Guardians to be somewhat of the cosmic mother of the Starseed and Indigo family, because in a way there was no one here to really say, look, this is really what's going on. You know, it's okay. And, you know, because I have noticed, and especially in my own personal experience, once I fully absorbed and took the concept and intellectual level of these thoughts of who I was, you know, like, well, maybe I am an alien and this, that, and the other, when I really started to get information from my guides and the Guardians about who I was, there was a shift in me from a concept and intellectual level of measuring that as a verification of my own truth of resonance, and it shifted into a knowingness. And when this occurs, it is the most beautiful blessing ever. There's a level of you, your new, this new and old and eternal identity of you being fully anchored in your being, and you can feel the cellular knowing. And as that occurs, you feel the shift also happen in your external world, where all those now that haven't been able to identify you start to come to you now, because you've now identified and your real authentic self. And as that authentic self is shown into the world fearlessly and with your own conviction of your inner truth and the bravery to stand in that truth, others will show up for you. So I definitely want to make that point, that our family is here, and we're here to work together and create a network that helps this planet, supports it towards the higher consciousness, awareness, through this evolutionary point. And each one of us has a very specific niche and perfect plan of which to contribute that, and that will feel like your joy. So when I say soul plan and work, it's really your peace, your joy, your fulfillment, your connection. It's all that is of joy to you and for you. So it's so important to allow that in, no matter what it looks like.
Thank you for saying that. Sure. I'd like to give out the phone number for anybody who'd like to call in right now. It is 1-877-876-5227. Or you can call 530-876-3222. Both of these phone lines are toll-free from within the US. And I was informed a couple of weeks ago that it was now toll-free from anywhere around the world. So if you're game to give it a go, please give us a ring. We'd love to hear from you. That's toll-free 1-877-876-5227. We're in the US, of course, for those of you who aren't aware of that. And the direct number is 530-876-3222. And speaking of networks, I'd like to let you all know about a map that I created a little while ago. Now has over 120 members, I believe, and it is called the Starseed Lightworker Locator. So if you want to find out where all of the starseeds are around the world, at least the ones who know about the map, then go to frappr.com, that's FRAPPR.com/, all one word, Starseed Lightworker Locator. And Lisa Renee's website too is energeticsynthesis.com, and you also have a Yahoo group, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. Yahoo group was originally started, at least at this time, until I can find a better networking capability, to have tools and articles and alerts about what's happening at the planetary level, and as well, it's all ascension material. Pretty much, you know, the writings over the last, you know, few years around
ascension
and the tools.
I'm a caller.
Looks like we've got a caller.
Oh, hello. Right. Hello, Lisa Renee. It's Danielle.
Danielle, welcome. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
I love it. That's great.
I am calling in mainly to express support and gratitude for having you on the show. Everything that you've discussed, I've totally been going through, like, to the 10th degree, like you have no idea. And so much of the information that you shared tonight has clarified so many levels of what I've been going through, and I'm sure it's done that for so many others as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Danielle.
Awesome.
Yes, I agree with you completely. It's been an awesome interview.
Like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Great.
Wonderful. Okay, my parents may not understand what I'm going through, but I still need to show up for myself.
Exactly. Oh, that's
wonderful. And, you know, I've been having inner turmoil about, I mean, I firmly believe that we chose our parents for whatever issues we need to work through to bring ourselves to the level where we are at right now.
Yes.
And it's kind of tricky to accept that and kind of weird to navigate within a third dimensional relationship.
Yes. And one thing, too, in knowing you personally with the brightness and beautiful light that you carry, is I feel very strongly that you're being recruited for a leadership position. And that is why some of us are going through some really intense wheat from the chaff. You know, it's almost like a fine-tooth comb going through the most sore and difficult spots in order to really cultivate our character in perfect strength and conviction and aligning to source, that is now the language and the order of which we follow, that is divine order. And as we leave human order into divine order, there's a lot of flip-flopping that occurs, and I call that the internal Armageddon, because the ego is now feeling that, you know, a fearing of that death. There's a fearing of the death of the ego, which is really an illusion. Again, you become incredibly expansive and multidimensional, and you gain everything, but the ego is in fear of the mystery of walking through, you know, our mystery, our God self. And so for you as well, you know, these are opportunities to strengthen aspects of your character, because our biological families represent the majority of the consciousness on this planet. This is what we are dealing with in terms of consciousness. And many of us as starseeds have come from dimensions where the third dimensional reality of duality and of illusion and deception was not something that we were used to navigating. So it's almost like you're on a 3D observer study. You're doing a case study of what a third dimensional consciousness experiences and what motivates it and what goes on at that level. And so you have to, it's funny to kind of detach at that level, but do try to observe it, because you'll start to see the underlying mechanisms of what they are being motivated and directed by.
Yes.
From deep fears in their subconscious, because this is coming from a poverty or a lack and a fear consciousness, because that's the mass hypnosis
that has occurred in the third dimension. We are completely living out of harmony with natural law. And once you understand the natural laws and start to live in harmony with the physics of those natural laws, you can really see beings that live out of harmony. And so that's exactly what's going on there. You're looking at the third dimensional level of experience and being able to do a case study with this, because this is directly what we're navigating now, is moving through a third dimensional consciousness overlay and being able to see, you know, what the personalities and subconsciouses, how those interrelate to us, so we can go cut through the illusion with the sword of truth, which is the all-expansive God self, one self. You know, and so when you hold that view, you can really cut through, you know, the illusion. And it becomes so ridiculous when you can actually see it, when you actually see what's going on at the third dimensional level. It's almost like somebody presses a button and the subconscious goes, blah, 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 blah. You, like, go, did you really mean that? Like, did that really, you know.
Say that?
Exactly. Did you really say that?
Can I rewind that so you can hear that again?
Yeah. But it is, it's when you act, you can see the program, and when you see the program, you can disidentify from it, because you don't need to take it personal. It's completely this person, this soul at this time has not recognized their multidimensional self and is working from a third dimensional personality program and hasn't recognized itself beyond that level. And so when you start to work with that, you can actually see that more and more and more, and it just becomes, wow. I mean, to me, it's like I'm in awe and wonder.
But it's
thanks
beautiful.
So much for
the
call. That was
no worries. Thank you so much.
I have to let you go though to leave some room for some others to call in. But thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.
Question.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And let's get back to the forum, because we were interrupted while you were just about to tell people about some of the things that they could find there and how to find it on the web.
How to find, I'm sorry, what on the web?
Yahoo
the
group.
Energetic
Synthesis, yeah.
Just at on energeticsynthesis.com, I have you can join the Yahoo group. And I would suggest, I think you do have to join in order to access all the files, but if you look at the messages from the inception, there's just a ton of tools in terms of invocations and commands for you to begin clearing yourself. Because, again, the most powerful will come from you as you command it, so it is. Use these invocation tools, commands, and exercises to assist you in clearing yourself out. Because as you command that, the thing that comes in through the guides is they basically say, we don't generally know what to ask for. It's kind of like, hey, can you go into my second chakra and take out that parallel lifetime? You know, that one that I got choked in? I don't want to deal with that anymore. You know? So it's like, because we haven't developed that etheric, you know, inner vision, which we can, if we cultivate, we can definitely get there. But right now, you can ask your guides to work on specific areas, but you have to invite them in. And you have to, you know, work with your intention and invite them in. And as you do, they can work and clear these issues with you and for you. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes. And have we got any callers, Doug? No callers on the line at the moment. Let's get back to talking about the heart, because this is the key, isn't it? For us to get out of our heads and finally live our lives through our, you know, the lens of, or living, you know, looking at our lives through the lens of our heart and living it that way as well. How do you understand the functioning of the heart in terms of it as being part of our multidimensional anatomy?
Wow. Yes, the heart is really the opening to the cosmic consciousness, which allows the energies of what's kind of known as really the goddess. It's the goddess energies born into the universal heart of creation, which allows us to become one with that, with a developed heart center. So one thing to recognize that's very important is that the heart, you know, we've been kind of trained in third dimensional awareness and consciousness that the heart is a feeling and emotive body, and there really wasn't a lot of credence given to it as in terms of a language.
And I'm really here to say that that's not accurate. The heart actually has an intelligence, a language, of which when you use to cultivate and connect, you are now connected to the universal stream of creative intelligence, of which there is unlimited potential and unlimited access, only to the levels of which you accrete your energy and light, that you can actually access this information. So the heart is an extremely powerful part of our being. In my personal belief and experience, this is where we really need to focus our consciousness and our awareness, is developing our heart center. This is where we're filled with light through the Sutranama, which is these cords that come and energize us through our heart center. And it's extremely vital because we are beings made of energetic force, which we know as love. Love is an energetic vibration quality and force. It's an incredibly powerful force of which we are all made of. And so accessing and working with that intelligence is extremely important, I think, in navigating this particular time and key to our ascension process.
Yes, the heart has immense intelligence, and it's, from what I understand, it is like a portal that allows you to access all life everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere.
Exactly, to all dimensionalized systems and all dimensional qualities. It's the gateway to the universe. It is the universe within us, without us. It's the micro and the macro. It's all there.
and how does that relate to, because I wanted to get into the DNA with you and how the way that we love and the frequency of love actually changes the shape of DNA.
Exactly.
It can literally unwind it.
Exactly.
And so when you understand that when you're generating feelings of love inside your body, you're affecting your DNA,
yes,
which is rebuilding your body all of the time.
Yes.
What then happens when you're always generating those types of feelings inside your body?
Yes. It's amazing. Well, and again, we talk about the sphere of influence. You know, that's exactly what occurs. You know, when we are being stabilized in our heart center and really holding that space, we can affect and change, the world, and that is, when we get into love is all and all of it, at that level, it's definitely true, because our sphere of influence in terms of the energies that we are emitting, love cancels out. I forget what the ratio is that's once been spoken about, but it cancels out millions of negative lower vibrations.
Mm.
And so just holding that, it's almost like you can clear a square, 10 miles around you, holding an open heart center. And that's the thing, we don't as humans recognize how powerful we are. And
well, I think it's good
powerful
to remember what it feels like to be around someone who is very heart-centered.
Yes.
And how good it makes you feel to be around them. When you're in that person's aura, and think about some of the great teachers and healers on the planet right now, like Mamaji, who goes around the world and just hugs people.
Right.
And grown men fall to their knees in tears because through the law of resonance, as soon as they're in that person's field, they are naturally having to fall into resonance with it because it's so much more powerful than any kind of negativity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And
that's a great example.
So, yeah, that's a great way to think about, how you can really change the world. You might not even have to say anything to anybody.
Exactly.
You just have to be.
Exactly.
Now, we've got 15 minutes before we end the show, and I'd like to conclude our show tonight with a wonderful chakra clearing exercise that you suggested that we do for the Ascension Wave cycle that's just about to arrive. It's arriving sometime this week, and how long does it last?
Well, actually, this particular, we've got so many layers of what's kind of called wave infusions and stellar activations, but we're embarking on a level called the Pillar 2 Starburst Cycle. And what's happening and occurring in this next annual period, and just so you know, we had one exactly 1 year ago that was very similar, except aimed at the root chakra. So many of us on this timeline doing our ascension work over the last year were really shaken out with our root chakra. chakra core issues. And so this would have been around money, finances, security, stability, all of the things that we as an ego have identified as a part of our stability and security in the world, which means that we've given our power to the third dimensional world of, you know, whatever we've deemed gives us security and stability, because that's an illusion. Our stability and security of who we are is our God self, and there's nothing else beyond that. That is, everything else is an illusion. So we've really been going through the lessons of that in the last year, and now we're embarking on the next lesson, and this will be aimed at the second chakra. So actually today that cycle started. And
oh,
we'll
wow.
Be,
perfect timing.
Unifying that over the next year, and this will be aimed more at second chakra issues, which of course is aimed around issues of relationships with others, and that means, you know, all relationships, interpersonal, romantic, partnerships, business, all areas of which we have relationships with others. It will test what our boundaries are in those personal or interpersonal or business relationships. It will also test female empowerment issues about male and female gender roles in society, which again is fascinating to see the Da Vinci Code be released just recently to really kind of bring that up about suppressed, you know, divine feminine principle as we're moving into these, you know, female empowerment energies. You know, this is also a kind of a second chakra issue as well, you know, issues around sexuality, issues around male-female roles, and issues around our reproductive organs as well. So these are all of our big issues as human beings. So it's going to be a wild ride as well as we let what needs to go be cleared through these areas.
Before we go into the clearing exercise, I thought I should just ask you to tell people again what the address is to find you on the web.
Oh, sure. It's very easy. It's www.energeticsynthesis.com, and that's all one word, energetic synthesis, synthesis.com. And you can always email me, too, at lisa@energeticsynthesis.com.
Would you share with us, if you can, briefly, something that's happened through your healing practice that would be worth sharing with our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's like, where to start on that one? Oh, my gosh.
Just so that people have some idea of the work that you do, and if they were to get in touch with you, what types of services they could expect to receive.
Well, I do something called etheric surgery, and this is basically just opening up the field in a vortex and holding a sacred space and allowing those that claim or represent, my client when they come in, to come in and do any adjustments that they feel are in the highest nature for the person's evolution or going through their ascension process. So, you know, when I open the field, generally, almost anything can happen. You know, sometimes it can be an intuitive reading and guidance. Sometimes it's a reading from the soul level of what the plan is. And a lot of the times, it's a lot of different levels of energy beings or spiritual beings or ETs that show up in order to assist the person at whatever level they need to be cleared. So there's been all kinds of wild things that have occurred, you know.
What's the strangest thing you've seen?
Pardon?
What's the strangest thing that you've seen?
One of the most intense things I've seen is, and this really helped me to understand what an indigo type 3 was, and that was in one of my articles, if our listeners don't know what this is, but an indigo 3 contract is a starseed that's taken on multiple souls sharing the same body. And so when I was working on one particular person, I was feeling these two distinct soul patterns and essences in the same body creating a conflict, because one was a very, let's say, genetically digressed and lower evolved soul form essence, and another one was an extremely high soul essence. And it was like these two essences were in conflict with each other. And there, one had attracted all of these contracts with dark overlords and, you know, had dabbled in black magic and all this had gone on. And the other one was really trying to integrate the other one. And I'd never come across that before. You know, in fact, that was a whole new concept for me. I was like, okay, and this is how I learn a lot, too, is really in the scope of my client practice.
And so, do you know if those two soul essences had been with that person since birth?
Yes, in this lifetime, yes, but that was the soul contract. This person was an extremely evolved soul, and he was also the first client I had ever worked on that I could not find his monadic connection or his monadic family in this universe, in this harmonic universe, a 15-dimensional scale. He wasn't from here, and I didn't even know that that was possible at that point.
I didn't think that was possible.
It was like, wow.
Well, let's talk about some of these other dimensions just quickly, because I know that we're running out of time, but I think that Doug's going to be sweet enough to let us go over time if we really need to. I just don't want to let you go just yet. There was something that I read a long time ago that put things into perspective for me in such a great way in terms of understanding the different entities that live in these different dimensions that interact with ours.
Yeah.
And again, it's from the Pleiadian agenda. Barbara writes, it is an exquisite drama. While one of you is having sex in 3D, 4D beings can feel your energy and trigger you into lust, guilt, abuse, or fun. 5D entities can get excited by your kundalini fire and have cosmic orgasms. 6-dimensional entities can expand the fields of your pulsations throughout the galaxy. 7D entities can carry your feelings via galactic information highways. 8-dimensional entities can organize new morphogenetic fields out of your sexual seismic waves. And 9D entities can birth new biological forms in the darkness of the galactic center black holes.
Wow.
Is that not awesome?
Very cool.
And so that gives us an idea of how what we're doing here in the third dimension can be affecting all of the other dimensions that are interacting with ours, and, you know, especially the second and fourth, which are above and below, really depend on this dimension to keep its integrity and for those dimensions to even exist.
Yes.
So how important is the work that each one of us is doing personally and collectively through this ascension process for the rest of the universe?
Exactly. That is such a beautiful and important point, because we are in the veils of light and time, and we cannot see from this third dimensional perspective those whole ramifications of the acts that we are doing here. And what has been brought up time and time again from the masters and from the spiritual hierarchy is just the amazing gratitude and love that they have for us as well, of being, contributing and participating here in this earth existence and experiment, and that untold levels of life forms and beings. I mean, it is unfathomable for us to even be able to know the profundity of what we're doing at this time. It is impacting not only here in terms of our planet Earth and all of the beloved beings here, in terms of the divas, the animal, the mineral kingdom, all the kingdoms that exist here on Earth and the beloved Earth itself and the human species. I mean, it goes on and on. It's also impacting local universes and other life forms that are extremely close to us vibrationally, but at this point in human consciousness, we're not aware of our cosmic brothers and sisters. There's incredible families of light and other, you know, it goes on and on. What we're doing here in this time of ascension is so incredibly important, not only for the planet Earth, but for way beyond multi-omni and beyond universes. Parallel, I mean, we could go on and on. We are all interconnected. And there is something that it's very hard to describe. For some reason, the Earth and physical matter, because we are, let's say, the furthest out of the dimensionalized system, what goes on here is extremely important, because as we go up the dimensional scale, these actually become future times. So when you think of going up in the octave, they're actually in a dimensionalized system. They represent us in the future. And so what goes on, we are changing the past, the present, and the future, all in simultaneous time in this moment of now.
So thank you, Natalie. It has just been such a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Me too. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with Lisa, that's lisa@energeticsynthesis.com, and that is her website as well. You can also find out more about this show and bbsradio.com at bbsradio.com. And if you want to check out the Otherware bio page, all you need to do is click on the left-hand side where it says all of the show names, click on Otherware, and you'll be taken to a page with a pretty picture of me and a bit of a description of what I'm about and what I've done in my life. I would also like to let you know about a Yahoo forum that we have for Otherware and for all of the listeners of this show. You can find us on the web at groups.yahoo.com/group/Otherware, and you can email me at otherwarehost@yahoo.com. I think there was one other thing I had to mention. That's right, my blog, www.otherware.blogspot.com, where you can find out information about all of my upcoming guests and every now and then.
Oh, you ladies are going to kill me.
Oh.
I forgot to press the save button. I'm joking.
Are we on air?
I love you both. I love you. I just had to do it. You know I had to. It's such a good show. Could you imagine that? Me saying that? Oh. Oh. You're only going to be like, oh. Love you. Got a little bit of Loki in me.
Doug? Doug?
Still here.
Are we on air?
Oh, yeah. We still are on air.
Hello,
you're kidding.
You
this is too precious.
So Lisa, we're going to conclude our show today, and I do invite everyone who's listening to please participate as Lisa guides us all through a clearing exercise to help us with the ascension wave cycle that is right here, right now. Before we go and do that, I think we should say our goodbyes formally. So thank you for listening in. We really, really appreciated your company. And thank you so much to Danielle who called in as well. Lisa, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Liz. It's been wonderful.
And I'm going to ask everyone who would like to participate in our relaxation/meditation session to please find somewhere comfortable where you can either lie down with a straight spine or sit up against a straight back chair so that you're upright. And then wherever you are, let your arms fall to your sides and turn the palms up so that your arm muscles all the way up to the shoulders can release and give in. Feel your jaw softening. And you can let your tongue rest gently behind your lower teeth to help with that. And then turn your feet out as well. And that way you can have all of the muscles from the toes all the way up into the upper thighs turn outwards and be in a position where they can most optimally release and let go. Draw your chin just a little bit in towards your chest so that the back of your neck is long. And then close your eyes. If you're somewhere where you're warm, that's great. Otherwise, you might want to make sure that you do stay warm, especially for the next 20 minutes, as your body's metabolism will probably slow down just a touch. And when you're ready and settled, take a few easy breaths and move your awareness into your heart. As you get in touch with that heart space, feel how you are able to receive as well as give unlimited amounts of love. Your heart has so much potential to be open and to be giving as well as to be receiving. So that's what we're going to do first. We're just going to
imagine each one of us, we're all around the world in all different time zones, but we each have a heart that is capable of giving and receiving unlimited amounts of love. Send that love out to the other listeners in our circle and see the lines crossing the globe of all of our hearts intersecting. And as you breathe out, breathe your sacred love, your highest divine essence into our circle. See it as golden light. As you breathe in the sacred love of all of the other listeners in our otherware circle of lights. As you see that circle spanning the globe, see all of the lines that intersect to create our circle. And see our circle within an even greater web of love that is created by us connecting to all of the hearts of all beings on our beautiful planet, everywhere. And there you have it, a web of love. And the otherware circle of lights. Feel now how your body is beginning to release and give in more and more. Continue to breathe, drawing in sacred love and breathing it out, energizing and strengthening our light. And now I'm going to hand over to Lisa. So thank you, Lisa, for taking us through to the end of the show, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Liz. From the still point of wholeness and manifest decision, we decree and sovereign knowing here expressed at our command, lovingly stated, absolute intention, the divine will that is the intention of the one self, one God. Beloved, we ask the Guardians, Syrian Council, our Higher Selves and Evolution Support Team, all those aligned to the Law of One, to work together for the highest capacity of exchange of God's infinite light, infinite love, and infinite power. Beloved, we ask to imagine and intend filling yourself with the pale silver light of the 12th dimension, the dimension where our 12-strand DNA avatar blueprint exists. Spend a few moments allowing that feeling of that pale silver liquid light permeating every cell and pore of your energy matrix, of your physical body. We ask our personal evolution support teams to work with us 24/7, 365, until we complete our planetary ascension and beyond. Beloveds, we ask our higher selves to check through all layers of our template and energy fields, and return now all jewels, wings, energies, parts, and bodies that have been abducted, and return them now, and to invalidate the beings that did so, as we heal and seal our field permanently, completely, and totally. We call back now all that is our self-sovereign God power and right. We request the core fear matrix removal program and holographic repatterning to the Christ mind. Beloveds, our group requests for a general clearing of all fear-based programs within our physical and energy fields.
We ask for the removal of all imbalanced energies, implants, or fear-based programs preventing or thwarting us from completing our ascension. As we install this lattice work of light into the mind field and the emotional field to clear and dissolve all fear-based programs. Feel these moving out of the top of your crown chakra as you feel guided. If specific fears come up, or you know specific fears that are issues for yourself, be sure to include them in the core fear removal. Request them to be removed, and the masters will remove them. Beloveds, as we go through the layers, we specifically request that the teams release and clear the physical body of all fear-based programs lodged there. We request that you clear and heal the etheric bodies and remove all fear-based programs there. We request that you clear and heal the astral body and remove all fear-based programs and spiritual weeds from the astral and emotional bodies. With special attention on the second chakra, as we fill our second chakra with vitalizing golden light, orange light, we further request the addiction package removal for the second chakra, clearing, cleansing, and removing now any and all addiction matrices, addiction energy, fully and completely clearing. Repair all residual energies, damage or imbalance or injuries associated with any and all addiction. Heal all spiritual addiction and all negative emotions involved. We ask further for the complete removing and clearing of all superimpositions or addiction entities anywhere in the energy field of the multidimensional being. We invalidate them and turn them to the Council of 12 and the Guardians. We accept our self-sovereign God power now and the divine inheritance of our wholeness, embodied, experienced, and fulfilled. Beloveds, we ask these programs be completely removed from the soul and soul records. At each of our levels, we give full permission for you to do this now. Beloveds, anchor, activate, and energize the 12th dimensional blueprint, the divine monadic blueprint body of Christ, as God would have it be.
reweave, reconnect, synchronize with light. Open all pathways of communication between the template bodies and the 12th dimensional body. Upgrade, download, recalibrate the etheric Natus electromagnetic battery body to our new axitonal light connections. Reset and synchronize to 2006 timeline in this moment of self. Beloveds, anchor the biological codes and seed crystals for the Christos race. Activate the silicate matrix now. Reconnect and axitonial align all etheric meridian channels to the frequency hubs, axitonial lines in order of priority and as necessary. Recalibrate, synchronize, and anchor. Beloveds, we ask to calibrate all connections and upgrades to harmonize and synchronize seamlessly with our divine essence and energy field in this timeline, moment of self, 2006. As we spin and magnetically align our individual and group Merkaba, the double tetrahedron, we ask to spin to anchor and set in these collections and activations. As we connect to the group power of one self, God self, we accept and open the limitless light. We open our heart to accept, honor, and receive the unlimited Soma from the Godhead itself, sustaining, regenerating, revitalizing every cell, every pore of our physical, etheric, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, unified as one holistic being of light. Beloveds, we ask our individual teams to continue to work through sleep state programming with us in order of priority as needed and necessary. Anchor, lock, and seal through the hologram. Anchor, lock, and seal through the time matrix, through infinity, through eternity. Permanently, totally, and completely. Beloved, I am free. I am free. I am free. And so it is, beloved. Amen. We close our session. Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.